Well, let's check high school sports first from around the area. Last night in girls volleyball play, the Western Iowa Conference Tournament action saw Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 3-0. Tri-Center swept 3 from Logan Magnolia. It was Audubon in 3 straight over Missouri Valley. Trainer defeating Griswold 3-0. That was after Griswold down Riverside. And IKM Manning defeating Underwood 3-2 in last night's action. Also in corner conference play, Essex over West Central Valley 2-0. Essex took 2 of 3 from East Mills, while East Mills defeated West Central Valley 2-0. Pride of Iowa Conference volleyball tournament play divided up into regions. The Central Decatur region saw Central Decatur defeat East Union and Pleasantville. Pleasantville also downed East Union. In the Southwest Valley region, it was Southwest Valley winning over Lenox and Southeast Warren, while Lenox downed Southeast Warren. In the I-35 region, it was Interstate 35 beating both Nottoway Valley and Wayne last night. Wayne also topped Nottoway Valley. And in the Mount Air region, it was Mount Air winning over Bedford and Martinsdale St. Mary's, while Bedford also defeated Martinsdale St. Mary's in play last night. High school cross-country action last night. It was the Western Iowa Conference Championships last evening. On the boys' side, Tri-Center wins the championship for the teams at 47 points. Missouri Valley with 92 points was second. Underwood third with 94. Griswold with 97 points was fourth. Logan Magnolia placed fifth in the team competition. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the individual champ, running 17 minutes 2 seconds last night. That was 16 seconds faster than David Thompson of Griswold, who placed second. Also, Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley placing third. Dalton Fisher of AHSTW was fourth. And Cade Jensen of Audubon placing fifth in that meet last night. On the girls' side in the WIC tournament, WIC championships, it was Underwood with 48 points. First place in the team competition with Missouri Valley, 68 points, the runner-up. Griswold had 77 for third. And Logan Magnolia and West and AHSTW ended up tied for fourth place last night. Individually, Carly Larson of Underwood is the champ. She runs 18 minutes 42 seconds. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley is the runner-up. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning placed third. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia placing fourth. And Alexis Post of Riverside placing fifth. Also, Anna Young of Griswold was sixth. And her teammate, Joanna Topham, placing eighth in last night's meet. At the Otobolt Arthur BCIG Cross Country Invitational on the boys' side, it was Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun, the individual champion. Also among the top 10 finishers, Boyer Valley's Joe Weber, Zach Ambrose, and Connor Garrett placed 5th, 6th, and 7th last night. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley placing 10th in that meet last evening. In the team competition at OABCIG, Shenandoah won, or rather it was Boyer Valley winning the varsity race, the championship with 62 points. Shenandoah was the runner-up. They had 70 points in that meet last night. On the girls' side, up at Otobolt Arthur BCIG, it was Woodbury Central's Suzanne Putzi who was the individual champion. Also among the top 10, Shenandoah's Claire Campbell, as she placed 3rd in that meet last night. Shenandoah's Carly Manrose was 8th. Exira EHK's Emily Kopic placing 9th overall in that meet individually last night. Team competition saw Pocahontas Area win with 45 points. Shenandoah, the runner-up, at 55 points in the team standings last night. Well, the Chicago Cubs have never been accused of taking the easy path to a playoff series victory. Game 3 of their National League Division Series was proof of that. Joe Panik prevented the Cubs from completing their first ever postseason series sweep by lining an RBI double in the bottom of the 13th to give the Giants a 6-5 triumph in San Francisco. The Cubs blew a 3-run lead, then tied it with a 9th-inning homer before Brandon Crawford and Panik hit back-to-back doubles to force a Game 4 later tonight. Panik's hit gives the Giants 10 straight victories when facing elimination. Things were looking great for the Cubs after pitcher Jake Arrieta opened the scoring with a 3-run homer in the top of the 2nd inning. It came off of Madison Bumgarner, who had tossed 24 consecutive scoreless innings in the postseason before serving up the 2nd homer hit by a Cubs hurler in the series. Chicago pitchers have collected 6 RBIs over the last 2 games. Arrieta left after 6 innings with a 3-2 lead, but the Giants attacked the Cubs' bullpen in the 8th as Connor Gillespie laced a 2-run triple off Aroldis Chapman and scored on Crawford's RBI single. The game morphed into a marathon after Chris Bryant smacked a 2-run homer off of Sergio Romo in the 9th inning. Ty Blatch worked 2 innings of relief to get the win. Mike Montgomery was the hard luck loser, tossing 4 shutout innings of relief before yielding those doubles in the 13th. Buster Posey had 3 hits and an RBI for the Giants, who will host Game 4 tonight. Matt Moore is slated to start for San Francisco against John Lackey for the Cubs. The Cleveland Indians have advanced to the American League Championship Series while ending the career of David Ortiz. The Indians completed a three-game sweep of their division series by getting a two-run homer from Coco Crisp and a two-run single by Tyler Naquin in a 4-3 triumph over the Red Sox in Boston. Josh Tomlin pitched into the sixth inning for the Indians, who are in the championship series for the third time in 10 seasons. The game was scoreless until Naquin drove in a pair against loser Clay Buchholz in the top of the fourth inning. Crisp batted a homer off his former team to put the Indians up 4-1 in the sixth. The Red Sox got within 4-3 on an RBI single by Hanley Ramirez, which also put runners on first and second with two outs in the eighth. Cody Allen worked out of the jam by getting Xander Bogaerts to line to second before tossing a scoreless ninth to notch that save. Tomlin got the win by limiting the Bo Sox to two runs and five hits over five-plus innings. Ortiz hit a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning and later walked to prolong the Red Sox eighth-inning rally. They were the last two at-bats of his major league career. Buchholz took the loss for Boston, allowing two runs and six hits over four innings. That outcome sets up the ALCS between the Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays, who completed a three-game sweep of Texas on Sunday. Game one of the Indians-Blue Jays matchup is slated for Friday in Cleveland. Well, the Washington Nationals are now one victory away from finally earning their first ever playoff series victory. They own a 2-1 lead in their National League Division Series after an 8-3 trouncing of the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Anthony Rendon and Jason Worth homered for Washington, which received 4 2/3 scoreless relief from its bullpen. The home runs came while the Nationals were putting together a pair of four-run innings as Rendon's blast capped a third-inning rally that erased the Dodgers' 1-0 lead. Worth went deep in the ninth before Ryan Zimmerman laced a two-run double to pad the Nationals' lead. Dodgers shortstop Corey Seager drove in a first-inning run for the third straight game, hitting an RBI double after homering in each of the first two games. Carlos Ruiz added a two-run blast to get L.A. within 4-3 before the Nats took control of the game and the series. Sammy Solis worked an inning and 2/3 of relief to get the win. Losing pitcher Kenta Maeda was pulled after three innings, charged with four runs and five hits. Game four set for late this afternoon in Los Angeles. Well, the Big Ten has landed four teams among the top 10 in the Associated Press football poll for the first time since 1960. Second-ranked Ohio State leads conference bragging rights, followed by fourth-ranked Michigan, number 8 Wisconsin, and number 10 Nebraska. Alabama retains the top spot after garnering 56 first-place votes. The Buckeyes and third-ranked Clemson each picked up two first-place votes, one more than the Wolverines. Washington is fifth, followed by Texas A&M, Louisville, the Badgers, and Tennessee. Rookie Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell has often implored his team to trust in the process. That process has been a bit agonizing so far. The Cyclones have taken double-digit leads into the fourth quarter of their last two games against teams they were expected to lose to by double digits. What happened in those final 15 minutes is a painful reminder that there's a big difference between improving and winning. Iowa State was outscored 17-0 by both Baylor and Oklahoma State in the fourth quarter, turning what seemed like near-certain victories into devastating defeats. Campbell admits he's ticked and says he hopes his players are too as they prepare for a visit to Texas on Saturday. Iowa State's recent meltdowns have obscured the fact that the program, especially on offense, is trending in the right direction, averaging more than 42 points over its last three games and scoring on all 18 chances inside the red zone, including 14 touchdowns. Well, the good news for Purdue is that the Boilermakers are just three wins from becoming eligible for a bowl game. Bad news is how beat up Purdue is after its 34-31 overtime win at Illinois over the weekend. Purdue likely lost leading receiver Dominique Young for the season with a right knee injury suffered during the second half at Illinois. Coach Daryl Hazel said Monday he was waiting for an MRI result before confirming Young's status. Purdue hopes to have leading rusher Markell Jones and standout middle linebacker Jawan Bentley back in action this weekend against Iowa after each missed the Illinois game. Jones had rushed for 339 yards in four games, and Bentley has 27 tackles. We'll have that Iowa-Purdue game Saturday for you here on the radio. And the defending NFC champs are currently cellar dwellers after dropping to 1-4. Robert Aguayo drilled a 38-yard field goal as time expired to give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a 17-14 win over the Panthers in Charlotte. Aguayo missed from 33 and 46 yards earlier in the game, leaving him 3-for-7 on field goal attempts for the season before he allowed the Bucs to improve to 2-3. Jameis Winston was 18 of 30 for 219 yards and a touchdown for the Bucs. He engineered a 66-yard drive that set up the winning kick. Derek Anderson had three of the Panthers' four turnovers while starting in place of Cam Newton, who was out with a concussion. Cameron Artis Payne had a pair of rushing touchdowns, and Greg Olsen had a career-high 181 receiving yards for Carolina. The Panthers are at the bottom of the NFC South. They're tied with the Bears and the 49ers for the worst record in the NFC. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider.